Jesus, God, help me to be open to all the ways you speak to me to help guide me along my path.
I'm sorry. I'm kind of lost in my head. I can't get over the Edge won the Royal Rumble. I realize it's over a month ago. This is still shocking to me. The rated R superstar I'm talking about, of course, he was supposed to be out because of injury reasons.
They got you.
He came in number 29 out of 30, obviously. I don't have to tell you. Cleaned house. And he's going to the big event now. This is shocking to me.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. Whoa. He was supposed to be out for an injury easily 14 months. Easily. This kind of injury. The doctors explained it, who happened to also look like wrestlers.
Everybody's ready to fight, no matter who it is in wrestling. Everyone's like, I might have to kick some ass.
Did they used to do this? I haven't watched in a really long time, but the referee's also big and bulky because suddenly he gets involved in it.
Oh, you can tell who's going to get involved. I think the paramedic's going to get involved here in a second.
If they look like the stripper coming over to your house, like, hey, I'm just a paramedic. Is there a problem?
And they all had this same look. Like a professional wrestler has some kind of personality or a look to them. The wrestlers that you can tell they never go anywhere. They didn't evolve all the way.
That's because they're not taking enough steroids.
That's what it is, maybe.
Yeah, they still look like human beings.
That's what it is. And you go, well, you should know you're being used. Like, they promise one day you're going to be at WrestleMania. It's like, you're never going until you shoot up in the neck.
Remember they used to do that with Hillbilly Jim? He started out as just a fan. He was a spectator in the front row.
Was he?
Yeah, remember? He was like just a big hillbilly, and he just used to like clap his hands like all retardedly, and then the other wrestlers would get annoyed at him cheering him on. And the next thing you know, he's wrestling.
I didn't know that. Yeah. They didn't mind that a fan brought a 2x4 to work?
Yeah.
I bet people started like, I got to get the front row seats, and you know, maybe they'll throw me in the ring.
I'll be a wrestler.
I got to work out before I go.
Yeah, what do I do to annoy people? I'll be a wrestler. They don't understand. Hey, the back of the, I'm very proud of myself, the back of the prayer that Ray read off of is an early copy of our relationship book, What Do We Do Now? So we're not messing around with the waste monster today.
No.
We were making
food.
You
reprint on the...
Yeah, on the other side.
December 29th. December 29th. Yeah. At 7:50 p.m. is when this was printed.
We reuse it. I was reminded when I was making food this morning about the waste monster. And I used to be a waiter in my late 20s. And we had to watch a video on the waste monster. And they would show one of the cooks about to, the little bit of pasta left in some pot. And he's about to throw it in the garbage. And they go, no, the waste monster loves when you do that. I'm a grown adult. And they had this green animated monster there, like watching, going, yes, I like that. Makes me happy when you waste. And they go, do not make the waste monster happy. And then you're probably thinking, like, I'm a waiter. What do I have to do with the waste monster? But I guess if you see him at all in the restaurant, you should tell somebody. Because he encourages you to waste food. They really do treat you like a dum-dum from the get-go.
Yeah, forget that there's a monster. Just don't feed it, and it's cool.
I'm calling 911.
Isn't that a health code violation?
No, he'll leave. Just wrap all the food up. Nah, this place doesn't waste. Not happy.
Speaking of wasting and paper, I don't know if you ever get, like, on some people's emails, it always say, like, do you really need to print this, like, recycle? And it's always at the bottom. That always ends up being the extra page when you do print it out. Like, it's so annoying. It's like, all right, now I just did waste because of you telling me not to waste. We killed a tree together.
And by the way, nobody wants to print when they don't have to.
Right, yeah.
You know how much printing ink costs?
Yeah.
I don't. If I don't have to, I won't be printing it. Trust me.
We're having our big marathons coming up, of course, February 28th through March 3rd.
This Sunday.
Over 3 days long.
I'm in.
Done. Okay, I am more. People are saying, are you excited about it? And I go, no. But now I know Ray's in, I'm excited.
I'm in. I'm excited.
I do have to say, it's a little nerve-wracking because it's 3 days straight and, you know, the on-air sign is always on. We got to get it going. However, every time I look at the schedule and who's coming when and how it's filled beautifully. It's gorgeous. I get a little excited.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Look, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun.
I'm excited.
All right, Keith. We're not excited.
Everybody forgets it's a long time. Everybody forgets.
Almost as exciting as the Edge coming back 14 days early.
So obviously the marathon is to push our book, keithandthegirl.com/book. This is, without a doubt, the most important thing in mine and Keith's life.
Except the first time Chemda and I made love.
No, this is the most important. I probably have that written in my book. First time, not as important. This, the first time book, is the most important. We're urging you to listen to the marathon, have friends listen, and buy the book. If you can get 2-3 copies of the book, 10 copies of the book, yes, please. Yes, they all count separately to the numbers, and we're trying to shoot up our numbers for the first week of sales, which is a very, very big deal. So if you can get your friends to buy it, your friends' friends to buy it, if you can Facebook it, Twitter it, get people to listen to the marathon, we're doing this.
Take mom's credit card.
We're doing this to spread the word and to just get everybody excited about our book. So keithandthegirl.com/book has... an entire chapter that you can read for free right now. So you can decide if you want to buy it or not, if you want to spread the word or not. But based on that, we're confident that you're going to buy it. It has the main commercial. It's one of 12 commercials, but the main commercial is on there as well. And the audio commercial that features people who you've heard on the show. So try to guess all the different people on it. There's like at least five people on there that you've heard on our show on the audiobook, commercial.
I'll give them a hint. I'm one of them. I'm on there. That's a hint. That's all I can get. That's the center square for bingo. That one's free. I'll tell you that. Jeremy's helping out with food during that marathon, by the way.
So sweet. Very helpful and very necessary. Thank you.
It's by the way, you notice, I noticed it before, and I'm trying to eat healthy a little bit again. It's expensive to eat healthy.
Yeah.
And I'm trying things to look better. I've tried everything short of diet and exercise. You know?
I mean, shaving.
I'm really giving it a go.
What about the shaving?
This really upsets Ray. He found out. You want to talk about the waist monster? He found out that I go to the barber to get my head shaved.
Yeah.
He's like, when are you shaving your beard? I'm like, it's such a beard now that I'm just going to have them do it when they shave my head.
I'm going to take a picture
of
you.
Okay. And he's floored. He can't believe that I don't do it at home. If I shave regularly, like a retarded person, I leave little patches, something behind my ear. I'll miss things. I'm not messing around with my head. I know I'll lose something in the back. And he can't understand that. He thinks it's a big waste. I told him I pay $70 to get my head shaved. And he was upset by that. Now, of course not.
The clippers. All you need. Number one.
You know, I thought of that. I thought of doing it for him.
I used to do it in college. I do a number two. And that's all I do. And if you miss a spot, guess what? You just walk right into the other room. And it's not like I miss a spot, it's over.
I totally hear you, and right now we're being very frugal, and this would be one of the things that I'm like, you know what, maybe it's $7, but maybe we can use $7 for something else. No, for this one, I think we're both such messes in that department that it's just not going to be a good idea, and for $7 that we can save this, and he only does it, he does it after it's like too long, you know? Like, he does it once a month, tops. Now tell me, you just want, I see a Starbucks cup in front of you. That's their large cup, their venti, right? How much did you pay for that?
$240.
No way.
Yeah, it's $240.
Oh, because it's a regular cup. Okay, how many times do you go a month to get that?
Probably once a, I'd say probably about once a day.
Once a day. He never buys coffee out. That's his thing. $7.
My thing is haircuts. That's how I live my life. That's how I'm very posh.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Yeah, with such a diverse haircut. Such a creative, never been done before haircut.
Well, Hemda has this thing. She says, feed the pig, and it means save money. You're feeding, using the back of the paper or using the rest of the pasta, for example.
You're feeding your piggy bank. Feed the pig.
And I didn't understand it for the longest time because she would make me something out of leftovers, and I'd start eating it. And she goes, ha-ha, we did it. Feed the pig. And I'm eating. I'm like, baby, that's a little rude. All right. Ray said he feels bad about a bet we made during the Super Bowl, where we're betting on
No, not during, after.
The whole game's over. I still want to bet. And he says, I'll bet who the MVP is. And, of course, it's the quarterback for the Saints. And I thought it'd be the Saints player that caught the interception. If you asked me, changed the game. Mm-hmm. Ask me. Ask me who changed the game.
Who changed the game, Keith?
The quarterback. Damn it, I should have thought about it. All right. Well, anyway, I, of course, get that wrong who the MVP is, and I lose a little money. Just for the record, we ended up making money that day overall. But regardless, it's been bothering him, and he says, I'll tell you what, for the Olympics, you pick any event, and I'll take your bet on that.
See, God. You know why? See, I think it's even more insulting, and you're the sweetest guy, Ray, but it's
He feels bad. He's making me feel bad.
No, not because of that. You can feel bad a little bit in your life.
What did I do?
you could stand to feel a little bit of pain. But no, it's bad because he's like, Keith, I feel bad for taking advantage that you're so retarded.
Yes.
That you're such a baby little chimp.
No, I mean, I feel bad for me.
No, he's feeling bad for you for being such a retard.
And I feel bad for me that he thinks I'm retarded. That's what I'm saying.
Ray, you don't owe him anything. Didn't you have another bet that he won in the same evening?
Yeah. We bet that I had the Colts, he had the Saints. So I lost that bet.
And I thought that was retarded. God, of course, was on the Saints team.
That was before the game started. That was before.
Did you see the prayers? Saints prayed harder before the game, and I thought it was ridiculous what you did.
They're actually called the Saints. They're calling upon them.
Right. Yes. Right. Well, I don't know. See, I don't know anything about the Olympics at all. I understand there's a hockey game later today, men's hockey game, so maybe I take America for that.
But I think Canada's heavily favored. I'd check it out. You can have whatever team you want.
Look, now he's talking to you like you're a retard ahead of time.
Right. Well, didn't they just, I mean, I understand it was semifinals, but they won 3 in a row against Canada.
Oh, they did?
Oh, yeah, that's a big deal.
Well, then you take U.S. I'll go the other team.
I don't know. I don't
Ray
like this.
DeVito.
I have to at least know what I'm betting on. Like a coin toss, I know. Heads, tails. I don't even know what's going on. But
I'll give you both teams. I'll take that Zamboni machine.
Now I'm nervous. The Edge is going to jump in and win everything, you know? This guy's good, I'm telling you.
I tell you what. Instead of betting something when you come for the marathon, bring a bottle of something. No bets. How about that?
A bottle of something?
Yeah, bring a bottle of vodka and nobody will be hurt.
Yeah. Done.
A vodka? Yeah. What was a $10 bet?
All right. Bring
I'll bring...
the shittiest bottle of vodka ever and a small one.
Bring a... No, he's saying the opposite. $10 is too expensive.
No.
Yeah. Well, he's right here. We can ask him.
Oh. Hey, Ray. What did you mean by that?
Well, how much isn't vodka like $40?
No.
See?
Oh, it is. Oh.
That's what I'm saying. The shittiest, most whatever. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. No, vodka's not always $40.
$40?
But you're living the life.
No, I'm not. I don't drink vodka, but every
Do you
time
know
I
as,
bought it.
When I said haircuts are $70, did you know I was joking? How much is the price of milk? And the price is right.
I don't
kick
buy
right
milk,
out.
So I don't. I only buy coffees for $2.50. No, isn't a bottle of Absolut $40?
We're not saying Absolut.
All right,
there are bottles for $10 right. That are shitty vodka. Bring that over.
I will do that.
All right.
Done. And I'll drink some of that, too.
Excellent.
And I'll even cut Keith's hair for free if you want. You can give me $7 if it makes you feel better for me to cut your hair.
Yeah, after you drink some vodka?
It's a number one. I can fuck it up. It cannot be fucked up.
Let me say also, since we mentioned bingo real quick, when's the next bingo event coming up?
The next bingo event is March 14th. It's going to be the second Sunday of every month. On March 14th, it'll be at Lolita Bar. The month after that, it'll change venues. But March 14th, Lolita Bar, 266 Broome Street. And it'll be the first time Keith and I are probably going to be out of the house after our book gets released to stores, like actual stores. So we're going to use that to celebrate the book release. So we'll have our book people there, and anyone who comes with the book in hand, we'll sign it if you want it. We'll also probably have a place where people can buy the books there too. So we're going to have bingo / our book release, March 14th, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. minimum. Lolita Bar, it's free to get in. Free to get in, and they have $3 drink specials until 9.
There you have it. And Ray's buddies went to this last one. Ray said they had a good time.
Yeah, they're coming back.
That's awesome. It was really just the easiest, sweetest good time. Everybody made friends with at least one new person. It was really sweet. I loved it.
I heard Jesse was pretty hardcore about it. I heard Jesse was all bingo business.
Well, you should see the pictures online. He's just concentrating.
I guess he was getting mad every time Haley would like talk to somebody and like not focus on her bingo sheet.
He turned into a church lady. He left the house thinking this is going to be gay. Bingo. And right away he got into it and admitted later. He's like, this is the best. And I think she blew us the game, wouldn't concentrate enough. No, he was taking it very serious. I saw him with the pen.
Will you fucking concentrate? This is, they're numbers. You got numbers in front of you. Wait, look at the numbers.
There's a picture of him with his pen. He's just squeezing the life out of it. He's ready. He's like, next number. Oh, 69. There's no time for a joke. Next number. Going back to hockey for 1 second, Spaz is rating from Winnipeg. He's bragging at the because I was bragging about the American men's team for hockey. He's saying the Canadian women's hockey team beat the USA women's hockey team for the gold. He's laughing. No one cares.
Yeah.
You, Spaz, yeah. How often do you watch women's hockey? You're from Canada and you don't. Yeah. It's so good, it only happens every 4 years. Men's hockey every day. You can have it.
Yes.
I'm all right with that. And curling, you might win that too.
Oh, God.
How do the Canadians do in the Special Olympics since you...
They do very good, coincidentally. They, good.
Yeah.
They have the most golds for that one. So congratulations to Canada. I want to talk about Tillicum, the three-time serial killer whale that we mentioned yesterday. This whale killed somebody in SeaWorld and killed people two times before that.
It's the first whale killer whale that did not underachieve. Finally, they're living up to their reputation.
How did this happen? It's like, well, let's see. There was trouble when I invited Murdering Keith into my house.
Yeah.
Well, there was. Well, here's the poll. What should you do with this whale? Send it back to the ocean where it belongs? That's what I think. I thought this would be a dumb poll. I thought everybody would say send it to the ocean.
No way.
And they disagreed strongly.
I went on this poll and I took teach it new tricks. Bring it back.
There's send it back to the ocean where it belongs. 66%. So I did get the majority, but Kenda's was kill it. This whale has a taste for human blood. And I said, just put it in the ocean. And she goes, what, so it can eat me there? I'm like, there's places where you're not supposed to go.
Yeah.
Sharks, killer whales. You know, there's a place. You took it out, put it back in. You're not supposed to take these things that are killers and make them jump through hoops. Eventually, they're going to reset. You're not supposed to take a tiger and whip it and do a flower trick in front of it. You know?
I agree. But when these other animals act up, when a tiger... jumps on a human being, when a dog bites a human being, they put him down.
So let's put everything down or change the world. I know everybody's happy with the way this world works.
No, I understand that. No, I don't think we're supposed to beat tigers. I think we're supposed to leave the tigers where they are.
But dolphins or killer whales, rather?
No, I don't. But we are doing it, and now I don't want it in the ocean with me.
me and Hemda,
your own little ocean. Yeah. This is my ocean.
Me and Hemda go to a lot of beaches with these killer whales.
What?
Well, anyway, 21% of people agree with Hemda.
I'm like, scared.
This is a death killer whale now. It knows what blood's like, and it's going to show up at my pool. Or 13% of crazy people, no offense, said give it another chance to do tricks for kids.
Yeah, that trick didn't work. Teach it a new one.
What else you got? When do we stop? At 5 people dead? When is it not worth an exhibit?
Wow.
When is it too much?
We had one in Cleveland. Well, we're nowhere near an ocean, so it didn't last. It shut down after 10 years. But
you had
10
what?
Years, we had a SeaWorld. We had a Shamu.
Oh, right.
Well, that's a, you know, it's a controlled environment, so you could make... any SeaWorld is a controlled environment, you know.
But how did they get them to Cleveland? What do you put them on, like a truck up I-71?
I'll tell you how. They come up your toilet. It's weird. Hey, remember we were talking about Boner being the guy from, what's that movie? Growing Pains, the TV show. And he was going missing and his friends cared about him so much they Twittered it that he's missing. Well, he was found. And he ended up killing himself. Actor Andrew Koenig, who has been missing since February 14th, committed suicide. His father, who was Chekhov, of course, in Star Trek, told reporters after his son's body was found Thursday in a park in Vancouver, British Columbia, my son took his own life, he said.
Oh, my God.
The body of former growing... What?
No, just as I'm just hearing the father had to say my son killed himself. Right. That's all. I mean, I knew that he would turn up dead.
Why do you have to?
I imagine that...
Because you're a celebrity and you're going to be hounded until you tell people. Why do you have to have a press conference?
I don't know. I think sometimes you're just bullied into it. The cameras are in your face. And sometimes they convince you by saying, look, you put out this now or people are just going to keep, you know... harassing you.
The body of former Growing Pains star was found by several friends who conducted their own safety search of Stanley Park, where Andrew Koenig liked to walk, his father said. 41 years old, he was reported missing by his 41 was reported missing by his parents after he did not board a flight to Los Angeles from Vancouver last week. He had stopped taking medication for depression about a year ago, his father said. Unknown to his parents at the time, Andrew sold or gave away most of his possessions and moved out of his apartment in Venice, California, before traveling to Canada. I wonder if it's to friends, though. Like, if you accepted a TV set and didn't ask questions because it's free, do you feel like an asshole a little bit?
We just accepted a TV from a friend of ours.
Oh, from Tommy, right?
Yeah.
I knew.
What's he doing now?
Yeah, and
what's
I know. Tommy and I know something's up. I saw it in his eyes. That was a TV. He's not giving away his fridge, his bed. You know. Eventually, you got to go. Whoa, you're giving away too much. Let's look at maybe in your medicine cabinet when you're not around.
He's discussing being a minimalist. I have friends like that.
I don't know. Poor Boner.
Yeah.
We said before, I was wishing it was Screech.
Yeah, that's what everybody wants. But no, old dickhead is gone. Walter Koenig was helping the friends get another sweep of Stanley Park Thursday morning and was nearby when they found his son, he said. Well, I guess God needed a boner. You know?
He's a good friend.
Good guy. Yeah, he's a good guy. Charlie Sheen?
Wait, did he... How did he kill himself in a park? Was it drugs?
That's all the dad said.
Okay. Yeah. See, now I'm going to have to hound him.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
And isn't Kirk Cameron like a big like born-again Christian or something? Like,
yeah, and you know what he said? Kirk Cameron put out a statement.
Oh, boy.
And he said his name... He was Mike Seaver.
He's Kirk always going to be Michael Seaver to me, too.
He said Mike and Boner could always work things out. He thinks he's Mike Seaver.
Are you being serious?
I'm being dead serious.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
That was his press.
Oh, he's out of his mind. Like, he's pretty much out there.
Mike and Boner can always work things out and we can do it again.
So their characters on TV can work things out.
And then he started singing, "Show me that smile again."
Show me that smile.
But it didn't help.
Don't waste another moment.
Colorado authorities want to interview at least three women from Charlie Sheen's past as they get ready to prosecute the actor on domestic violence charges. Those people are Brittany Ashland, I don't know her, but I know Kelly Preston, who he shot in the arm accidentally, and ex-wife Denise Richards, who in every interview despises him. So this guy might be in trouble. The district attorney handling Sheen's case has not issued subpoenas, and authorities want the women to cooperate voluntarily as they collect information about Sheen's troubled past.
Like, also, his women are crazy. Denise Richards is out of her mind.
Yeah, she's a little loops.
Like, who's Kelly Preston? Isn't she also... She's with Travolta?
She's with Travolta. That spells nuts to
me.
Yeah,
that's
I think
crazy.
Sometimes it goes hand in hand. You can't have a person who, shoots you accidentally in the arm and not be a little cuckoo's magoos yourself.
Yeah, that's... like, they're all out of their mind. So.
Were you surprised that there's an accident involving a gun in your arm? And then you can find out based on her answer if she's crazy. He's in that show, highest paid actor now, TV actor. He makes $800,000 per episode of Two and a Half Men. That boy makes $700,000. Did you know that?
No, seriously.
No.
You know, it's possible that he makes...
He makes minimum wage.
That boy makes a six-figure salary for sure.
Hey, I can't wait till his parents take it all. That's what's happening.
And then he divorces them.
And then you find him in the park.
I bet he doesn't make that much because, like, those kid actors that are, like, kind of like minor roles, like, they'll dump you if you, like, remember Roseanne, the oldest daughter?
Right.
She tried to, like, hold out and get more money, and they just, like, replaced her with a new Becky.
Yeah, but then they had to take her back.
Did they?
Yeah.
They took her back?
Oh, yeah. And it was even winked at in the opening credits. It was very funny. They would do this opening credits where Roseanne would switch from older to newer to newer to newer to now, and then they go to Dan and they do the same thing, and they went to Becky and they did that, so they showed old Becky, new Becky, and then old Becky again, just kind of like chilling, like, hey, I'm back, fuck you, like in that kind of...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was very cool. Yeah, that new Becky was stupid. It was retarded. She didn't seem white trash enough, you know?
Well, the first Becky didn't do much.
She was awesome.
You thought?
Absolutely.
Mind-blowing.
I like the middle one. What was her name? Darlene?
Yeah.
I thought she's
all
right.
I thought they all fit their characters until the youngest one got old enough to understand he's on TV and got nervous and couldn't act for shit. Yeah.
DJ.
Yeah.
I think I just couldn't understand how I was supposed to believe that the dad really wanted to fuck the mom. He kept trying to get her into the bedroom, but she always had another chore to do. And I'm like, come on, Dan. Not buying it. I'm being told, go to Kirk Cameron's website and the Growing Pains theme song starts playing.
No.
Pathetic. Yeah.
Wow.
No, come on.
Meanwhile, he left the show for religious reasons. He was like, Mike Seaver's a player. He has his own apartment. He's starting to date these chicks. And he thought it said, hey, that's not the moral route that Jesus wants us to go. He's very religious now.
Yeah, well, he was actually going to be living with his girlfriend, or was living with his girlfriend. Mm. He's like, well, Jesus wouldn't have me living with my girlfriend, so I can't do this.
Wow.
Yeah. So never mind that you're kissing someone that you don't have feelings for, So you're pretending. Would Jesus want you pretending?
Well, that's why he quit. What do you mean?
I don't know. He did quit. There's a lot of stuff. No, because they pick and choose. Like, I can't live with this person, you know?
Well, kiss is okay. I can kiss somebody in front of a girl. I kissed girls in front of my dad, not making out, but I kissed them.
I guess.
I can't live with them.
All right, okay.
My dad hates you. You know what? He had this heart attack because of you, Henda. I just found out.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. He stints. He names his stints. He's like, I'm getting two Hendas today.
I have a big impact on people. Yeah. What can I say?
It's something.
Hey, did you call your dad after the...
No, I'll call him today.
Okay. He already had a surgery, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I assume since he didn't get an IM, he's okay.
Right. Or, you know, who knows?
No, somebody would have told you.
Somebody would have told me. You're right.
Yeah. So it's good. I mean, you know, between how many of you? There's five kids and two parents, one of them.
You're right.
Is your dad okay? This is all news to me.
We're guessing. This is our math on how we think his dad's okay.
Well, my dad thought he was having a heart attack, which he did have before. And he went to the hospital, and they found more problems. He didn't have a heart attack. But then they make you do these stress tests. You know, you're an older guy that doesn't exercise, and they put you on these treadmills trying to induce a heart attack because they can fix it right there. It's a little strange. And they said, hey, there are troubles, and you're going to get two more. For a total of four stints put in your arteries. So I guess that's what happened. That's the latest that I know.
Yes, yeah, so I think yesterday was the surgery.
I believe yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're thinking no news is good news.
Oh, check in on him, will you?
Sure. That just happened. What was I going to do?
I don't check in on him. Make sure he's not giving away his possessions.
Son, do you want to? No, I don't want to. No, thank you. John Cryer is also on that show, Two and a Half Men, thank you. And he's having girl problems. His ex-wife was trying to kill him.
What?
So, you know what? It's like, how can you work with Charlie Sheen? He's shooting people. He's stabbing people. You know, his girlfriend's, and John Cryer's like, I believe you. My chick's trying to kill me. Wow. Up top, bro. He understands it. Picture the women advice that fat little kid is getting. Oh, my God.
It's like the Wild West over there.
According to documents filed in the custody battle between Cryer and ex-wife Sarah Trigger, Trigger's lawyer claims on December 21st, 2009, this is hard to follow, Trigger told her that her ex-boyfriend, Eddie Sanchez, had said he was going to kill Cryer and Trigger's estranged husband, David Dickey. Trigger's lawyer became so alarmed that she contacted lawyers for both Cryer and Dickey. On January 10th, Dickey confronted Sanchez. According to legal documents, Mr. Sanchez not only flatly denied making such a statement, but he said that it was Sarah Trigger who had contacted him on numerous occasions, stating that she wanted to see the pair, Cryer and Dickey, dead, and even asked Mr. Sanchez if he would kill the two of them, or if he would not, inquire whether she could speak to Mr. Sanchez's father about having them killed.
You're right, it's hard to follow.
You're right. According to Cryer's declaration, he notified Warner Brothers Security on January 15th. Cryer also states his co-star requested that we do not film in front of a live audience. The documents do not ID the co-star, but you're assuming that it's Charlie Sheen. Or the fat kid.
Everybody's nuts there.
Everybody's nuts on that show.
It's like the Washington Wizards locker room. It's all showing up with guns.
You know they have guns, you're right. Peyton from Chicago wrote this. They're Keith and the girl. I'm 34, male, single, and I give a shit. I'm a huge fan, love you guys, blah, blah, blah. I'm a little behind in episodes. But I just heard a Dina segment from January where there was a Dina letter about a 26-year-old virgin. I had a similar experience. I started dating a girl who, when we were both naked in bed, stopped me and decided to reveal at the last second that she was a virgin and that it wasn't going to happen tonight. It was the worst case of blue balls I've ever had. Her rationale for being a 27-year-old virgin was that at first she wanted to wait until she found the right guy. Then after a while of not finding the right guy, she started to become an even bigger issue because she waited so long. She felt that she had to keep on waiting for the perfect guy and moment, like a goddamn space shuttle launch or something. Well, she decided that she wanted me to be the guy to deflower her. You know what? There's like a phone call, like, I'm ready. You can deflower me tonight. Like,
I don't even want to do it at that point. It's like, you know what? Fuck it. Your pussy's not that special.
Find something else and then call me.
Yeah.
I won't mind. And I decided that I would, even though I was hesitant about being the one to do her first. I also was recently divorced and was on a 10-month dry spell, hence the painful blue balls. Which, by the way, ladies, is totally real. Yeah. Blue balls is completely real. You get pain.
I think women get it too, but...
It doesn't.
Really?
And they turn blue, too.
They literally turn blue.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they do. They turn like a shade of blue because it's a buildup of blood. It's never happened to me, but yes, it's a clinical thing.
No, I believe it. I believe it because you get to a point where you're so right there that it could hurt. It's hurt me before. I don't have balls.
It's also called lover's nut.
Lover's nut.
Lover's nut's another word for blue balls.
That's so nice.
I appreciate saying that when I'm talking to a lady. Mine turned dark blue like a Smurf.
I think lover's nut's inappropriate because it should be the opposite.
Like, right.
You're obviously not my lover. You're my non-lover.
My lover would take care of these. A lot of friends and coworkers told me not to and that she would fall in love with me or turn psycho on me. Turns out that she's turned psycho on me and fell in love with me. So I quickly broke up with her. You really should expect that, though. It's like, you know what? I'm going to let you deflower me. If you're even bringing it up, then it's that big a deal.
Yeah.
That's not a one-time pump, as they say. Well, after that, we banged a few more times. But anyway, she did fall in love with me. Was it gay or pussy of me to be hesitant about banging a virgin? Do either of you have any similar virgin banging experiences? Keep putting out great shows. You guys are awesome.
It's funny you both had the same response of, forget it, don't bother.
Don't bother.
Where I think... Women's views on that is like, oh, a man would be so psyched, like, I'm the first, and this is amazing, but...
To a Muslim terrorist? Sure. Where's your 71 friends? Like, to him, I guess. That's why they're so angry. It's like, such a fucking letdown. Ah!
I think it's exciting when you're young or there's something to just going back and going, yeah, I know that I had a virgin. And it's stupid, but it's something like, oh, I did that, and I climbed a big mountain. But no, any guy with their head together knows it's going to be trouble and there's nothing worth it. What do you get out of it? You're not like, oh, nobody said it, the best sex of my life, that virgin.
Right. Yeah.
That's
you got to get yourself a virgin. Oh, the crying and the blood. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I love it. Ouch. Yeah.
And especially,
so fun.
Right. And especially when you're not in love with her. Oh, it's great because she'll probably follow you around forever and contact your wife. It's really...
I do think it's creepy when guys are like, oh, man, she's a virgin. I'm like, yeah, we're adults.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Why do you want somebody with that little experience? Why do you want, I don't know.
You like the conquest. That's what you like.
It's a very weird conquest.
Yes.
It's like, it makes me feel like that guy is not a good lover, and he's just trying to get one over. Like, if I stick my penis in this person, she'll never know.
I can't, you know? Right. I have to leave town whenever she fucks guy number two, because then she's going to know it's horrible.
Right. Yeah, that's what it makes me feel like when you're so excited. I'm like, look, if you're young, like he said, when you're younger and you're all virgins and everyone's deflowering everybody, it's a little exciting and whatever. But now, I mean, we're all three of us are in our 30s. You want a virgin to do what with? Like Ray was saying, ouch, bleh.
Yeah.
That's no, a sex you're... you want. That's probably the sex you're having because you're a piece of shit lover.
Yeah. Well, right. And she is too, obviously. You know, because she doesn't know anything.
The cool thing about it, though, would be the fact that, like, you have been there, she hasn't. So whatever you come up with in your head, she's going to accept as, yeah, that's normal.
Right.
You're supposed to tie me up. Why are we? I'll hang upside down. That's what we do, right?
I'm now gonna put this in pussy number two.
See, that's the thing. You can really be your selfish, worst lovery self. And that's what I think of guys who are looking for. And then also there's the, I'll be remembered forever. Why don't you want to be remembered forever as a good lover instead of just the first? You know, there are people that women remember forever. Trust me.
And wait until you get a couple of Facebook messages. You don't want to be remembered forever. Okay?
Ask John Cryer and Charlie Sheen. You know. Please forget about me, please. Can we let it go?
Hey, you guys want to hear some stand-up submissions? I have a... All right. All right, so every April 15th, or at least for a couple years, if not... the majority of years that I've been doing this April 15th stand-up show, we'd have, somebody... It could be a novice, it can be a pro, but people would submit 2 minutes of stand-up, MP3, of course. Make sure it's in stereo. Mono gives me trouble sometimes. I don't know what people are doing. That's strange, but make sure it's in stereo. Stereo's normal. Nothing special you should do, but people are doing some kind of recording things. Anyway, send that to info@keithandthegirl.com. Label this a certain way. All these are labeled stand-up submission. That might be tough later when everybody votes, but the listeners will vote, and that person will be the very first person to open up my show.
And the show information is on keithandthegirl.com/tickets because you can buy tickets to the show right now. Obviously, the date is April 15th, but the rest of the information is on there as well.
You buy tickets now at the door, they're going to be $7 more. So get buy the tickets online, save a couple bucks.
Can I ask what the venue is?
Yeah, it's a Broadway Comedy Club.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. We have the whole night there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Nice big space. It's going to be fun. So here's some of these entries. Now, we're going to start with this, and then you guys... And by the way, feel free to... I have a lot, so feel free to go, okay, Keith, that's enough with this
okay.
one, okay? But here's the first one. It's from Mr. Joshua Brown. Hi, Keith and Henda. I'm Josh Brown, university student from Brisbane, Australia. All over the world they're coming in, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
My account name is this on the forums. Attached to the stand-up submission I put together, please excuse the unprofessionalism. This was a lot more difficult than I had previously envisioned. There's... Three's bits in this stand-up. I don't know what he said. Okay. So anyway, so he sent that. Then I got another email and another submission. After listening back to my stand-up submission and hearing a few that you played during your episode, I decided to edit out the stutters, and then it goes on for a little bit. Here's the third one from
him. Oh, my goodness.
Another
wow.
submission.
Wow.
It's Josh again. I thought I'd take another crack at the stand-up contest. I get a bit better every time I attempt this, and I hope you enjoy the new submission. So...
Well, it's kind of nice that he cares, but, you know, maybe care before you write the first email.
Right. I decided not to record this in the car this time.
I'm doing you a favor. Here's my fifth submission.
So it's up to you guys. I'm only going to play one. Do you want to hear the very first time he ever submitted, the second time editing out stammers he's saying, or the third one, which I understand is totally different?
I would say the third
one. I would say the third, the final. The, whatever he thinks is his best foot forward.
Right.
Okay, here it is, Josh Brown.
Man, you know what I'm getting sick of? Slow cars with cute bumper stickers. This guy the other day. My other car is a horse.
I'm sorry, we're going to need English submissions.
Right? I should have said, put it, it's in English.
It's doing half the speed limit and is apparently confused about the mode of transportation he has chosen today. I'm hoping he gets a flat tire and has to put the car down. It sucks too if you're in that situation on a straight road with a lot of cars behind you. Because maybe you're driving a larger vehicle than bumper sticker Bob. Like a four-wheel drive.
I don't know. You know, I find it hard to listen for some reason.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't know why. I think
because we're racist.
He kind of sounds like a robot.
He does sound like a robot.
And so I'm finding it hard to even like just follow the story.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry.
So far, what?
I love your accent, though.
He's on a horse, or he's on a his car goes down, so he's got to put it down like you put down a horse.
Oh.
I don't know. I didn't catch a lot better, of it. I don't know what's wrong with it.
I'm kind of curious what the payoff is. Because so far, he's got a...
Well, I'll tell you...
They're not usually right. payoffs.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Try sleeping with a virgin. Same payoff.
Okay.
To be fair, remember, all these submissions, every single one, and there's some that I'm not even going to play on the show, will be, whenever we put it up for you guys to vote, you'll hear the whole thing in its entirety. So.
Oh, yeah. So you have the option to listen to it. We don't have to torture everybody. Right.
This is Darren Lee. He says, I'm male, 27 straight. Have a beer cooling in the freezer. Give a sonic boom of a flying fuck about this letter.
Wee.
And we, I'll be buying your book. All right. So I like this guy. You said
you'll be buying it. Why haven't you bought it yet?
You said everyone was labeling their files as stand-up submission, so I made mine more identifiable. And his says Darren Lee winning submission.
Yay! I like this guy so far.
So this is easy to find. Here's Darren.
In this economy,
oh boy,
I think what I'm about to say is going to resonate with a lot of you. You're really going to identify with this. I need a fucking job. I think it's time for a career change, but then you have to talk to that annoying guidance counselor in your head. You know, what do I like to do? What am I good at? You know, how much of my life am I willing to sacrifice for this shit job? And so, you know, after some close conversations with friends and family and a lot of soul searching, I made a list. Here's what I wrote down.
He took out the list.
Drugs. Playing guitar by myself, and not one fucking second. Great.
And not one fucking second? Yeah.
So, what kind of jobs are out there for someone who's failing at everything else in life?
I hear Canadian accent.
10 kinds of an addict, and who hides his own shortcomings and insecurities behind a loosely knit veil of sarcasm and satire. Comedy. That's right. Thank you. KeithandTheGirl.com. Get me a job.
You know what? This guy has some kind of potential, but there wasn't enough jokes in there.
Yeah, it was a lot of build-up. It's
Yeah. There needs to be a couple...
I have problems. Here's another way of me saying I have problems. And I still have problems. And then this didn't. I got problems, so...
I like the way he was sitting down recording this and the note was in his back pocket.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second. I think I'd be ready.
Yeah.
All right, this guy's name is Mike. Hey, Keith and Chenda, my name is Mike. Here's my submission. I would have sent a picture along with this. Keith mentioned before how you guys should send pictures and then we can tie it into the stand-up submissions, but I didn't want you to laugh for the wrong reasons. So here's Mike A., stand-up 2010.
I once worked at McDonald's in the morning as a cook, and when you get the receipt that's sent back to you, it's abbreviated, and a muffin with butter will read, muff with butt. Now, that's a great way to start a day. I just did my taxes, and I was going through my receipts, and I noticed on one of them, I wrote off this one thing. There was a receipt abbreviated ACRLCBBLR, and I'm all, ooh, acrylic bubbler. Oh, shit. I just wrote off my bong on my taxes. How cool is that? I was talking to my brother the other day. And he said it was so fucking cold in his house. And he held out his thumb and his first finger about a half inch apart. He goes, it was so cold, man. My dick was this big. And I was like, ooh, I would have said it was that small. No wonder he's single.
Hmm.
You know you how you put stuff in the microwave and it beeps every 10 seconds when it's done?
Yes.
I get all impatient. It's like, fuck, I know. I put you in there. Take it easy. And as you can tell, I can get impatient, and I don't like to be told what to do. And even when it's a box that says open here, I'm all, fuck you. I'll open you on the other side. Nobody tells me what to do.
That's what I do.
I had this awkward moment with my dog, and it's not what you're thinking. We're just playing fetch in the backyard, and I'm throwing the ball, and he's bringing it back. And well, this one I throw stops dead in its tracks. And as I stand up to see why, my dog's running over to get it, picks it up, and we both realize at the same time it had landed in his shit. And he looked at me, dropped it, and I looked at him, put my head down, and we both went our separate ways.
All right, there you go, Mike A.
I like him so far.
The first one was really funny.
It's kind of humorous, playing fetch with your dog and you throw it in the shit. That's got to happen.
Yeah, but I feel like it's not fully written, though.
To you, to Henda, it's more funniest home videos.
Yeah,
I will. He at least structured jokes
as
opposed to the first two. At least this guy actually structured a joke. Yes, the muff with butt, humorous, and I do think that's a very funny premise of playing fetch with your dog.
But it needs to go somewhere a little bit more. Yeah, there was no ending to it. There was no satisfaction.
I think maybe something about the joke of like him being like a fucking lazy son of a bitch, not picking up his dog's shit. Just like, yeah, I don't know, something there. All right, he's my favorite out of the three of them.
Okay,
Michael Carino, my good buddy, sent another one in. He's
I'm
so
really
excitable.
For him. I like him. I like Michael.
Well, that's because you're both from Ohio.
Keith and Akemda, 46, straights, lots of shit, yada yada, glass of wine. Here's another.
Mike. Sometimes people get a charge or sometimes are embarrassed by some of the things I'll talk about. Where I'll put perfectly good words, perfectly legitimate biological functions or something like that together. And discuss them as a subject.
This, of course, is the dad of the kids from Armchair Kid Nation, you know, that whole debacle.
For example, two little words, mom's tits. You know, as in dad played with mom's tits.
Are his children in the room as he's saying this?
They used to be. He was taken away from his kids. Yeah.
So here's I'm going to vote for him. If he comes and opens up and his two kids are sitting on stage with him. You got the job if that's the case.
They're just twiddling.
And our show is all ages, so they're allowed in.
What? Your mom doesn't have tits? I mean, she might not have very big tits, or maybe she got them cut off in a mastectomy or something like that. But,
that's
you know, she
funny.
Still has tits. I mean, she's a woman. She's got tits. Who are you to judge about her tits? And if you figure it this way, too... You know, when they were fucking to make you, talking biological parents, you can make the excuse of being adopted or whatever, but somebody had to fuck to make you, and more than likely, your dad played with your mom's tits. I mean, if you were fucking your wife trying to make a baby, what is it?
I can't help but picture him saying this in front of a child.
You should have cardboard cutouts of his kids.
I can't picture the mom yelling from downstairs, just come to bed.
Yeah. To touch her tits? Did any of you ever not touch tits who fucked? I don't get it. It's perfectly good, wholesome stuff that you people all just take wrong.
Who's he saying this to? That he's being picked on all the time for saying about fondling his wife's tits.
I think
that's what it is.
I think it's kids.
I'm at school on Show Your Father to School Day, and the whole class is looking at me strange when I talk about your mom's tits. First of all, how do they think they all got here? From tit fondling.
Daddy, how did I get to here? Well, I was fucking your mother as I was touching her tits. I did lick her tits a little bit.
And you know,
son, you have to know. Licking tits is just tits. It's biological.
You know what? And the kids aren't even shocked by anything anymore. But he acts like one of those comics that acts like he did say something shocking. He says, I touched your mom's tits. What? What'd I say? Nothing, Dad. You're crazy. Oh, I can't say that. You can say whatever you want. You're a nut bar. Oh, I don't see why I can't say this. Honey, come here. Whip out your tits. Show Nick.
I'm going to show you how I touch your mom's tits, and it's totally natural.
See? Philofish sent in a submission. Hey, Keith and the girl, here's my submission for the stand-up tryouts. Hope you like. Let me know if there's something wrong with the file, please. Oh, we will. Oh, we will. This is Daniel.
Hey, everyone. I'm Philosophish on the forums. Hope y'all are doing all right.
I'm good.
I'm not.
Oh.
I just got out of a tough breakup. I was dating.
I think he used me to begin his material. I'm not going to lie.
I like
used.
That about him. Is that wrong?
These hipster chicks who doesn't want to be caught liking anything that's remotely popular. I'm a bit of an aspie, so I thought I was perfect for her. But she's the type of snob who has to start hating something as soon as they find out one other person actually likes it too. So she broke up with me because we had nothing in common. She was really serious about it. As soon as I said, hey, I think I love you, she started having really deep self-esteem issues. She's one of these girls who takes music really fucking seriously.
I think,
so we were
I think this guy thinks he's sending a submission to his psychiatrist.
You think that's what it
yeah,
is?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, Philofish, I did find a problem with the file, actually.
So far, I'm liking Mike and the muff butt guy.
When we post this, you should listen to Intern Mike's also.
Yeah?
He sent a submission. So far, I still think it's the best one.
Yeah? Oh, awesome.
So far, yeah.
Some people are complaining. They think some of the jokes he said, Intern Mike's, was too close to other jokes, other people's jokes.
Well, what do you think? Because you know other people's jokes.
You know what? They said one of the jokes was a Dimitri Martin ripoff. And I heard, and I like Dimitri Martin, but I've heard Dimitri Martin CDs, and the CDs are terrible. So if you turn that into something, good for you. No, I don't know. I didn't recognize him.
Okay.
So I don't know. Shay McNamara. This one's called, let me see, Asshole Faith. He titled it. Okay, I'm in. Here it is. 24 male buzzed. I give a shit about this email. I didn't even consider entering until you started playing submissions on the air, and I figured I had nothing to lose. I've never done stand-up before, and I put more work and creativity into this than anything in my entire life, which may end up being the most depressing thing I've ever done. Regardless of the outcome, I had a retarded amount of fun writing and recording this. P.S. If you want to try to say my last name on the air, here's a pronunciation guide. McNamara. I think I got it right.
I think so. Wow. Look.
Okay.
Beer is...
I don't know how you're going to write a pronunciation guide, but... All right, here we go.
So I was lived in kind of the poorer neighborhoods growing up in Las Vegas, so I had a lot of black friends, naturally. We had this game we would play after school. It was kind of like a variation on Smear the Queer. I would be the queer every time.
Do you know Smear the Queer?
No.
Okay, it's a football game. It's football, and whoever has the football, everybody just runs and tackles them pretty hard. You know, your kids, but you're doing
kill
it pretty
the
hard.
Kill the carrier.
Exactly. Like. So you would throw, you know, queer back then really didn't mean nothing. My mom says the word queer now. Was a different time. You're not calling people fags.
But queer means strange.
Right.
Yeah, it is a word. You can use queer to actually describe things.
Well, nowadays
not
be
anymore.
Weird.
Not any. Well, nowadays it would be queer.
Right. You don't say boner. Things change.
As of yesterday, boner is inappropriate.
So it's like hot potato, but with violence.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So I was lived in kind of the poorer neighborhoods growing up in Las Vegas. So
racism.
I had a lot of black friends, naturally. We had this game we would play after school. It was kind of like a variation on Smear the Queer. I would be the queer every time. I don't know how that happened. I was the queer, and the objective was they would run after me. I would run away, and then if they caught me, they would tackle me to the ground and just start kicking me until they got tired of kicking me. But there is something to say, I think, about being pummeled by a bunch of black guys. You get kind of like a perspective, like, of what their ancestors went through, and I think it helps you to not end up racist. But now I'm living in Utah. What? And
he found so far. I think he's saying
he's submitting to the KKK.
yeah.
Is he saying he? Oh, is that what it is?
Yep.
I thought he was saying he is queer.
He's
saying
he?
I'm gay. No. That's why I'm getting beat in Smear the Gay. Mm. Oh, okay.
There's
not a joke in there yet.
Yeah.
Not one.
White people are fucking assholes. Who would have thought, right? But I actually have this theory on why the white people in Utah are such assholes. If you think of like an ocean ecosystem, okay, you've got the Mexican barrack.
No,
not into
we're going into ecosystems, and there's not a joke yet. Yeah. No,
you need a joke or two before you go into ecosystems.
You know, I'm a little ignorant, and I'm a very simple person.
This next one is from Jim Green, 34, male, straight, sober. Give a whole metric ton of shits. Attaches my submission. I am not active on the forum, so I have no ID to give you, okay? Jim Green is fine, just saying that, he says. Okay, good. Then we can move on.
There's a thing on the internet now which they call phishing, where they're trying to look for your personal information so they can steal your identity and use your credit. But I think if anybody was going to go fishing, I don't think they would want my identity because my credit is
so
bad.
Whoa. He's swallowing his tongue. So this is my submission. I just wanted to know.
It's like nodding off. I got to get this on before I fall asleep.
Yeah. Well, he's out in the ocean right now, and he's a crab fisherman, and he has to go back to work real quick. So he's sneaking to the corner of the boat to record this.
I think actually, if they went fishing and caught mine, they might want to throw that one back. I don't quite understand it.
By the way, that wasn't me. I want you to hear this. This is him.
That one back. I don't quite understand the internet with all these names people come up with. I've been a fan of Keith and Girl for a long time now.
No, it's going to... You sound like such a sweet guy, but you're going to be too difficult to understand. You're swallowing everything.
There's no cadence either. It's just all the same.
It's you know what you'd be good for? You know, those medication commercials at the end? You might have barfing insomnia. You might want to kill yourself. You're going to get depression. Kill your dog. Kill your dad. You might want to do those commercials.
And if you go fishing, I'm going to want to throw my name back in.
This is Adam Gillespie. He says, "Hey, Keith, I'm 22, male, straight, giving a nervous heap of shits about this submission. Just giving it a go, really see if the great and godlike Keith Malley and his obviously awesome girlfriend, Henda, gets a chuckle out of my attempt at being a funny man, smiley face."
Hush it, that works for me.
He says, "No, I am not above ass kissing, tongue face. But it's still all true. But obviously you do rock, so rip me apart if you all want. I will. And on the off chance you like it, well, that's just a plus." Goes on a little bit. Can't wait for the book. Keep on rocking, Adam. Now, he sent two entries. I have the Silence stand-up submission. He calls himself the Silence. And the Slents stand-up submission edited down. That's up to you guys decide.
I say always go with what the person thinks is the best.
Yeah.
So he's not like, well...
He didn't say which one's the best.
Well, I guess edited down would be the best.
Yeah.
You cut the bullshit out.
Meanwhile, it could ruin him.
Well, I'm going to go with edited down because that's where you cut the bullshit, right?
So far, he didn't set the bar very high for himself that he calls himself the silent comedian.
All right, here we go.
So it was a while ago. A friend of mine brought up this idea. You remember those cakes, divorce cakes? Yeah? Crazy people hacking up the groom on the cake to celebrate shitstorm. Yeah? Remember this? Yeah? Good. Well, this friend of mine, we call her Kathy.
I'm sorry. Is he asking, do I remember a wedding cake?
I don't know.
And it's like, he's asking us a question, like, yeah, you got it? Yeah? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Right. Why don't you answer me? Because you're alone in your room, buddy.
Remember this? Yeah? Good. Well, this friend of mine, we call her Kathy. Gave me a business proposal. Menopause cake.
Gave him what?
Yeah.
A business proposal?
A menopause cake?
Menopause cake.
A menopause cake.
No, he's...
Gave me a business proposal.
A business per global. Sure.
But business con global.
All right. So we'll put that on the website. And if you speak Martian, you'll understand. I'm sorry, I can't understand you. Maybe in the Olympics, this is great. You know what I mean? I can't tell what you're saying. That's all. Casey is saying, "Dear Keith and Glenda, my name is Casey, 23 years old, male, sober, straight. Never tried stand-up comedy for, etc. Title of my submission is Romantic, Comedy. I have pre-ordered 4 copies of your book. We have a winner.
Comedy.
We have a winner. Here we go. Romantic Comedy.
Drew Barrymore.
So I'm excited to try some stand-up. I've always been a performer. You know, in high school, I was in all the school plays and in the band. And I just think performance is a very important part of life. Like Shakespeare said, all the world's a stage.
That's a lot of setup.
And if that's true, then I guess that creepy guy at work must be an usher. To be honest, I'm mostly doing this to try and meet the ladies, because I've never had the best luck in that department. Like, the other day, I ran into an ex-girlfriend with my car, so that didn't end very well.
Hey-o!
I think part of my problem is that I come across as kind of a smartass. Like, I filled out a personal ad once, and I put, "Hi, my name is Casey. I enjoy long walks on the beach, candlelit dinners, and putting cliche statements in personal ads." And needless to say, that didn't get too many responses.
And done.
All right, there you go. Casey.
Nope.
All right.
Casey, if you want to go to maybe Kutcher's or any place slightly upstate from us where 65-year-olds are, you know, trying to mush up their food in their mouth. Actually, 85-year-olds. This might be funny.
Up to the Catskills?
Catskills.
My wife, she wanted to go place for anniversary. She's never been. I took her to the kitchen.
Exactly.
I heard that before. I think that's Dimitri Martin. Dirt Clog, excuse me. I don't want to get that wrong. Is saying, "Hey, motherfuckers, I won't cut myself. Be honest, like." Here we go.
So I was listening to This American Life, their most recent episode about Lucy the Chimp, who was born in the 1960s in America and raised by a psychotherapist and his wife. It was all supposed to be a big experiment to see if a chimp could be raised in captivity and maybe learn how to talk and learn how to do things in a human way. And they did get her to learn about 400.
I feel like this is NPR.
Yeah.
For
my speech today, I will welcome a new guest. This guest has done many various things. Please help me welcome the fabulous. You're going to be as excited as I am in a moment.
Do you want to hear more?
I wasn't really hearing anything.
Yeah, he was just explaining that someone lived with it, like Jane Goodall.
Yeah, use the word.
I get it. Yeah. We're all aware.
You don't get
to the joke.
You know what's wonderful about this when we have comedian, stand-up comic guests?
Right.
When this is a day, I think that you guys get a little pat on the back like, yeah, I know I just tell jokes for a living, but this is hard, isn't it?
Yeah, if he would just get to the joke. Like the one guy, his jokes maybe weren't the best, but at least he did have just a setup. It's quick, and then a punchline. You know, that's it. The concept's not difficult. You know?
You have 2 minutes. You can't take a minute setting it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe submissions need to be 20 minutes.
Mm-mm.
You know what'd be funny? They're 20 minutes, then they start doing jokes. Van Horn says, male, 24, straight, sober, care a lot about this email. Entered the stand-up contest last year with a shitty 2-minute clip that contained only one joke about jellyfish. I vaguely remember this. I've been working on some new material that I hope is better than last year's attempt. Win or lose, I'll be making the drive to New York City for Keith's annual stand-up birthday show. Thanks for the shows. I pre-ordered the book from Barnes & Nobles. Can't wait to read it. Van Horn. Here we go. Jeff Van Horn.
All right. I don't know how many of you are familiar with dolphins, but I've recently learned that dolphins are one of the only other animals besides humans that have sex for fun. Think about that the next time you're about to touch a sea cucumber. You don't know where that thing's been. Dolphins are also the only other animal besides humans that rape each other. Now, I don't know how scientists find that out. Did they see it happening? And if they thought it was rape, I hope they did something to stop it. Throw a multicolored beach ball in there or something. Come on. Splash him. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I broke up with my girlfriend.
How's he gonna know?
Yeah.
He didn't go to school, furt.
Yeah.
Come on, that's funny.
A few months ago, it turned out that she was a space alien. Again, I'm not a scientist. I didn't figure it all out until the first time we got intimate, naked in front of each other. Took off our clothes. She looked at me and her eyes got real big and she said, "Ah, the fuck is that?" I said, "What? It's just my belly button." "Green bitch?" So we broke up, and I moved into a place with some of my friends. Now, one of my buddies just started this thing called the shark diet. That's where he only eats fish that are smaller than him, and the occasional license plate. He's an idiot. He told me he agreed with the American Film Association that Marlon Brando was the greatest actor of all time. Everyone knows that Tom Hanks is the greatest actor of all time. I mean, for about 2.5 hours of my life, I honestly believed in my head that he was fucking that volleyball.
You know what? I'm going to enjoy meeting this guy, but that's about it.
He sticks to fucking aquatic jokes. You got to give him that. He's like the Aquaman of comedy. He's like, ah.
He said it's only 2 minutes. I can have a theme, for God's sake.
You got to give him credit on that. Right. Last year, jellyfish is like, I guess ocean's 75% of the world's surface. So fucking.
So remember, nobody be offended. We got to go fast through these. There's a nice amount. So we're almost at the end, but you can hear the whole thing of all these on the website fairly soon. Remember, the deadline's coming up. Hi, Keith and the girl. I'm male straight, 31, sober. Give seven shits about this email, says Mike Turner. This is my submission. Hope you like it. Won't be upset if you don't.
I work in a pet store, and the worst part about working in a pet store is dealing with other people's problems.
Yeah, other people's problems that you cut open the dog and you wear its skin, you freak.
Yeah, it doesn't sound comfortable already. Like, he's like, all right, people look at me weird.
Because what? It's never actually about the pet. They just project their own shit onto the pet.
It is interesting that the droopy dog works at a pet store.
Like, oh, I think my goldfish is lonely. Well, ma'am, goldfish don't usually get lonely, so you shouldn't worry about it. No, she looks lonely. I think she really is lonely. Well, you know what? The best thing to do, maybe if the goldfish swam a couple more laps, lost a few pounds, cut down on the food, you know, fixed herself up a little bit, then maybe it would work itself out.
I recently found out that if
whoa. He came to life. He liked that joke. He's like, all right, now I'm warmed up. He heard, I'm into it.
He heard us laughing. He's like, I'm on a roll. Here's another one then. Have a little confidence.
Up a little bit, then maybe it would work itself out.
I recently found out that if a guy were to drink enough pineapple juice on a regular basis, his semen would not only absorb the smell, but more importantly, the taste of pineapples. I guess the logic behind this being that the next time he gets head, that person would get a blast of tropical fruit flavor as if your dick was a pack of Starburst. Now, it might just be me, but ejaculate should never be described as fruity and delicious. It also raises the question, how much cum makes up someone's daily diet before they're starting to incorporate it in recipes? When talking about sexual fantasies, the one I never...
So that was the end of that one, which I do feel like I've heard before, in a way. So I guess that's the end of that, and then all of a sudden his voice sounds different.
I think it's like three people submitting.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Do you want to hear the last section?
A bunch of people on the feedback saying the pineapple joke is stolen.
I've definitely heard that. And you know what? It is. It is. I got to go to the next one.
Done.
Yeah. You know what? It is. Yeah. I don't know why I was being so nice. It definitely is. And not just the idea. I'm remembering pineapple. I believe I'm remembering Starburst. I'm remembering fruity and whatever.
Well, was it him from last year? Or
what's that? Was it him from last year? In his defense, that's where I heard it. But I don't think so, no. I don't know where I heard it, but I'm afraid Michael Francis is trying to pull one over on me. Michael Turner. Hi, Keith and the girl. I'm male, straight, 31, sober. Give seven shits about this. This is my submission for the stand-up contest. Hope you like it. Won't be upset. Did I just say this one? No. No, I guess a lot of people just aren't upset. That's nice. Thanks, guys. Here's Mike Turner.
So I'm 31 years old, and my driver's license still has the picture of me from when I was 16. So I go to clubs, and bouncers look at the picture and they say, dude, that's not you. And I want to be like, I did not steal the driver's license of a younger person than me. Like, there's a reason why I look like an older, chubbier version of that same person. So they say that it takes more muscles in your face to frown than it does to smile. And I know that's supposed to make me be like, dude, lighten up, everything's cool. But really, it makes me feel like happy people are just more lazy. Like, maybe when I feel a little depressed, that's like an achievement. So
sigh. I...
But you get it. Exercise is supposed to cheer you up. That wouldn't help if I was explaining the joke beside him. All right, well, there's Mike, and he said he wouldn't be upset. Mr. Scooter, do you remember this guy? Mr. Scooter the funny, he was very funny, he's retarded.
Yeah, he was one of my top three, I think, last year, from what I remember.
Yeah, I think he
and
got
a lot of people's top three.
I believe he got second place.
Mr. Scooter, all right.
Mr. Scooter the funny, and he was retarded, and he told really dumb jokes, but they were
funny.
Very, very clever. And people didn't know if the man was really retarded. Like, can you think about this stuff and be that retarded? It wasn't just laughing at him. It was laughing with him. It was very strange. Dear Mr. Keith and Mrs. Hemda, I'm very glad to be back this year and still making hope and laughter for all your people. I would like to enter my super comedy into your contest again and win this time. That is what he would like. Not getting second. This year, people need to vote for America, not the bad Americans that have been played on the show so far. Here's my entry, and if I don't win this time, then there is still the 10-yard dash, which I have won 4 years in a row. Speaking of Special Olympics, your friend, Mr. Scooter the Funny.
Whee!
Yeah.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I am Mr. Scooter the Funny, and last year, I lost to Angie the Strange. Do you know what it's like for a special person to lose to a girl from Canada? That's like losing a data entry job to the drummer from Def Leppard. And what is the deal with reality television? My friend asked me, Mr. Scooter, do you watch American Idol? And I said, no, but seriously, take my extra chromosome, please. I had a girlfriend named Janice, and she was totally awesome, and she had a cat named Grumpy, and she would let me touch her kitty cat, and it was really soft and hairy, but it smelled kind of funny, and one day it bit me, and I said, hey, that's some real catnip. My girlfriend then broke up with me, so I went to a bar to drink some beers, and there were some guys there being real jerks. I went up to them, but I was kind of drunk, so my voice was sounding funny, and it sounded like,
would you mind keeping it down? Some of us are trying to get real shit-faced drunk here.
They punched me in the face and took my lunchbox. Sarah Palin ran for president a while ago, and everybody made fun of her kid about being special. And I thought, that kid's not special. That kid's a slut with a bastard child. But Sarah Palin didn't win the president house, so she's like me in high school. We both failed trig. Thank you very much. I'm Mr. Scooter the Funny. Vote for me, and I will perform for you in New York City if I can get a ride.
I'm voting for him.
I like him.
Unless
I like
someone
him.
Really blows my mind.
There's no way he's retarded, though.
No, he
left the cat out of the bag when he.
I don't know. It sounded like he input that or something. I don't know. Either way, it's still clever, and he could pretend to be a retard for all I care.
It's a long night, you know. If you can do it. All right, and here's the final one for today, dear Keith and Hemda. I'm male, 35, straight. Couple of tequila shots in, and give bear shits about this email. The bear reads correct either way, Keith. Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Pre-ordered your book. Thank you. Listen to the show every day while I endlessly print t-shirts for shitty bands and dumbass frat Guidex, like Guidos, but in Texas. And I don't know. I'm submitting my answer. Okay, here we go. This is Scorch. It's called K-A-T-A-G's.
All right, I'm not a stand-up comedian. I'm actually a musician, but why not get on stage and not get paid to do something else? So did you guys hear we won a gold medal in the Nordic combined at the Winter Olympics? Me neither, because who gives a shit? The Winter Games just don't interest most people. Just take a look at the events. I mean, whatever German guy decided to take ice skates and glue them to the bottom of his sidecar to a BMW touring cycle just had way too much time on his hands. And the luge, don't get me wrong, this event takes more balls than almost any other at the Games. I mean, you jump on Rosebud and you go flying behind that idiot's sidecar at 80 miles an hour on your back. By the way, double luge is the gayest thing called sport ever, with the exception maybe of being Greco-Roman wrestling. I mean, there's nothing like flying down the ice chute, lying on your partner's package, trying to keep your cornhole from being punctured. And figure skating, ice dancing, snowboarding half-pipe.
Haterade!
It'd be fun to drink with and shit on the TV. You know what I mean? All right, so all these submissions will be available at keithandthegirl.com. We'll tell you when, of course. And, you know, expect the contest to end anytime. People are surprised, like, oh, I didn't get any warning. You had a year, for God's sakes. Okay, what can I tell you?
He didn't sneak up on you.
Right, right. Ray, when are you performing next? Where can people see you? Because I'll tell you something. I enjoy your humor very, very much.
Well, thank you, buddy.
Yes.
I enjoy yours.
Thanks. That's what I was getting at. Thank you for listening.
Sacapuntas, next Wednesday, if you're in New York City. Cleveland, Ohio, first week of April, I'll be at the Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls.
That's your hometown, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so great. Do people from your childhood come out?
Yeah, that'll be pretty packed. First time I've headlined there, so it'll be,
that'll be pretty cool. So is this stuff on your website?
Yeah, raydevito.net.
Awesome. And you have a Facebook account and all that stuff.
Yes.
Guys, you should definitely be at least friends with him on Facebook. He's a good guy. And Sacapuntas is one of the most popular shows in Manhattan now. Definitely. And people are definitely coming out to see that. So get your tickets online because it's cheaper.
Yes. And it'll sell out. They've all sold out. So.
Yeah.
Has anybody been able to top my performance since I was at Sacapuntas?
No. I don't know how we've kept the show together. Like...
You almost regret
that
I was there.
Yeah, I'm like, man, what are we going to do?
I hear you. I'm still glad you did. It was a lot of fun. All right, everybody. Thanks a lot. Thank you, Ray.
Thank you.
Don't forget, of course, keithandthegirl.com/book. Pre-order your book. Also, this chapter. Well, who cares what I'm trying to say? I wrote it down. I didn't speak it.
We're authors now. We don't have to talk anymore.
That's right. All right, we'll talk to you guys soon. We'll talk to you guys at the marathon.
This Sunday. February 28th starts at 6 p.m. and doesn't end until Wednesday, March 3rd at 9 p.m. 75 straight hours. To listen live, all you have to do is go to our website and there's an on-air sign right there.
You know, click
on the on-air sign is my point.
This is true. Separate times. I think it was Newsy and it was Kyle.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you ready for, or
no,
they
no, no, this week, Wednesday, when, now Newsy's interning for us. Newsy comes in on Tuesday and, Kyle comes in on Wednesday. So Newsy's done on Tuesday and he goes, all right, guys, bye. See you on Sunday. And Keith goes, do I have plans with you on Sunday?
What Sunday?
What Sunday?
And then Kyle asked me the next day and goes, I'll see you Sunday. I'm like, yeah, something's definitely Sunday. What's Sunday? Then I realized it's going to be in my house. I'll be here.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I don't have to know. Yeah. When do we have to take that plane ride, Keith? I'm not flying it.
So what? I don't have a hair appointment on that day. Right. Sunday. I don't have to leave.
All right. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Keithandthegirl.com.